This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The House meets at 9 o'clock this morning. A vote on whether to impeach President Trump expected this afternoon. Congresswoman Maxine Waters, a California Democrat.
The invasion of the Capitol was not only foreseeable, it was inevitable because of the many years the president has spent fanning the flames of hatred and racism in our country.
Overnight, the House tried to get Vice President Mike Pence and the cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment and remove President Trump from office. But hours before the House voted, the vice president said he would not do that. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani with where things stand now for President Trump.
He's facing a single charge in the House, incitement of insurrection, with House Democrats blaming his rhetoric for urging backers to storm the Capitol last week. During emotional debate yesterday, California Congresswoman Norma Torres recounted getting a phone call from her son as she fled the Capitol.
Sweetheart, I'm okay. I'm running for my life.
The president says he's not to blame, that his words to supporters were totally appropriate. Instead, he says Democrats are responsible for inciting more anger and danger.
Which is very dangerous for the USA, especially at this very tender time.
Some Republicans say they will vote to impeach him, including number three House GOP leader Liz Cheney. The New York Times reports Senate Republican Chief Mitch McConnell is glad Democrats are moving against the president. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The coronavirus has now killed almost 381,000 people in this country. That's according to Johns Hopkins University. Overnight, the federal government executed a Kansas woman for strangling an expectant mother in Missouri and cutting the baby from her womb. This is AP News. More now on the execution of Lisa Montgomery. The AP's Julie Walker.
The first time in nearly seven decades the U.S. government has put to death a female inmate. 52-year-old Lisa Montgomery received a lethal injection at the federal prison in Terre Haute, Indiana. She was the 11th prisoner executed at the facility since July, when President Trump resumed federal executions following 17 years without one. As the curtain went up in the execution chamber, Montgomery looked momentarily bewildered, asked if she had any last words. In a quiet voice, she said no. Her lawyer said in a statement, the government stopped at nothing in its zeal to kill this damaged and delusional woman, and that Montgomery's execution was far from justice. I'm Julie Walker.
There's a recall movement against California Governor Gavin Newsom, fueled by anger over coronavirus restrictions. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.